Think of a nigga that came out the closet during our era. Who came out the closet?
RuPaul.
Teddy Campbell. No,
he was always gay.
My mom was mad.
Most, Teddy all Campbell of them always gay.
Oh, what's talking the about who came out the closet that we thought was
none
straight.
Of them. They didn't the come boy, out the closet.
The comedian boy that just did a special, Jerrod Carmichael. He announced it on his last stand up.
Well, that wasn't when we was coming.
And for real,
up.
For real, he fucked everybody up. And then somebody started clapping, so everybody else started clapping. Seriously. When he said it, it was like a...
All right, what I'm saying is, for instance, Dennis Rodman.
He right? ain't gay.
Listen to what I'm saying.
Oh, go ahead.
I don't
ahead.
Know if he gay. I'm not about to say he ain't gay. That motherfucker done married himself with a wedding dress on.
He married Madonna with a wedding dress.
He married himself too. You don't remember that?
I don't know what the fuck.
He married himself.
Dennis Rodman was a rock star before. So
but even if he married himself, he wouldn't be gay.
Bro, I'm not even about to sit and get into how freaky this guy is.
He is a strange freak. We agree with that. We only got 10 minutes. Let's get it. Get it. Let's go. Let's go. He is a strange freak.
All I'm just trying to say is as long as we can say what we're saying about him, we don't know he gay. We can always take him for being a man.
Okay, yeah.
And we can always respect whatever he shows in his manhood.
My next question.
Out in public. You see what I'm saying? No matter what was freaky or what was uncharacteristic of what you like or I like, it still was man messing with woman, woman messing with man when he was out in public. He never publicized no freaky fuck shit that was behind closed doors with a man if he ever did it. So I can't.
He always did weird shit. He definitely got his dick sucked on camera.
He was just always on his own time.
Yeah, but it was always with women. He liked white women.
That's how you know Dennis Rodman was a man.
That's what I'm saying. Long as that's all we know, that's how it's supposed to be.
He took a break in the middle of the joint though. Middle of like a very important game. He just went to Vegas.
When they announced that top 75, Michael Jordan said, "Man, you gotta call me, man. We gotta hang up sometime." He wouldn't hang out with Rodman.
Is gay rights equal rights?
No, because we don't even got rights being the aboriginal owners of this land.
Why? How come they can say things about us that we can't say about them?
Because money. White people own it. Because money. White people own the gay rights community.
They're profitable.
And it, y'all both saying the same thing.
Yeah, same thing. Yep. And they can actually long as it can be another any entities that they could create and build over top of our people, which creates another barrier for us to have to get through to get in order to get to them. Then they with it. Yeah. They got our women against us with women fighting for equal rights. When women, as long as they can vote, what do y'all, what equal rights? Mm-hmm. What you want to be a construct? What you want your daughter to be a construction worker for instead of a doctor?
Because when we tell them they can be construction workers, they still don't be construction
workers. I be seeing them being trash.
But what I'm saying is you have women that can do these things.
Right.
So, but that doesn't mean.
No, they, listen, they a new era. You got to talk to them straight. No, you cannot talk to them in no kind of language.
The thing is, we never slighted them. We never slighted them.
We don't slight them. That's what I'm saying.
It's created.
That's why
like,
it don't make sense for me because we never slighted them.
They just created a narrative.
They created a narrative that made it seem like we slighted them. And make it seem like men look down on women. Oh, you ain't letting me talk because you think you a man. Now it's all bad like that down to our conversations. You ain't letting me talk because you a man. After they try and cut you off and you like, chill, let me get out what I'm saying. Oh, you think because you a man, I got to listen. No, I think because I'm a human being and you a human being, I gotta listen to you when you talk until you stop respectfully, and you gotta listen to me talk until I stop. But they make it seem like I'm trying to be
You superior.
Like I'm trying to be more superior. Yeah, I'm trying to be.
It's just wrong.
And you know who adds fuel to the fire?
I'm trying to be equal. I'm niggas.
Yup. Don't they? Don't they? Some bitch ass niggas. They be trying to get some coochie all the time. They always trying to get the hundred size.
Yeah, they make
with the hearts. They be saying bitch ass shit just so they can get.
And we'd be crazy because once women figure out, like, damn. Y'all niggas, a woman actually told me, y'all niggas made us like, y'all niggas be making us like this because y'all niggas be going for all this nut shit and making females be like this. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all niggas on some like, shit today in this motherfucker.
She, we on live. She like, I ain't talking about you specifically, Frank. She like, but, because I'm like acting, I'm like, why females this? Why y'all niggas made us like this? Y'all niggas go for this. Y'all niggas. So why not be like this?
Yeah.
By the time they figure out they wrong, they don't dig it. Cause you got this sucker. They got this sucker nigga in their ear talking about yeah.
Just bubblegum to every fucking thing. Everything that they say. Is it war between the male and female? You just were speaking on that.
Yes, it is.
It's war between us. What's the wisdom of it? What's the wisdom of this war?
The main thing is who's the smartest.
Damn.
That's the main thing. Is who's the smartest? So when you hear a woman say, oh, a man can't handle an independent woman or a woman with an education. No, bitch, I'm not here for a spelling bee or none of that shit. If we're supposed to be educating each other with some shit.
Yeah.
So when I try to tell you something, don't try to override what I'm telling. At least listen.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna listen to you too.
Yeah.
But a lot. I'm not gonna say all, but many women have this thing where. Mm. They want to feel superior or be smarter than you and all that, and they glorify it. Like, I know a lot of dumb women with degrees.
I know a lot
of smart women with a seventh grade education.
Oh, shit! Did he say that?
That's fact.
What the fuck did he just say? Say it again!
I know a lot of dumb women with degrees.
Yeah.
And a lot of smart women with a seventh grade education.
Oh, my. Fucking
That's a fact. I just was on.
That
I
sound
just,
like a grandma and a young bitch.
Listen, I just was on live with these females, right? I'm going through my Instagram. I just stop. I see three women on there, and they talking about narcissism, right? One of them say she got a degree in psychology, right? And she talking with another female about narcissism, and they are being narcissistic towards each other.
I swear, everybody's learned that word. They learned that word.
They don't, and they just learned
that,
this
they,
shit.
They learned that word just, when everybody know, started drinking Casamigos.
This shit is the Casamigos, yeah, got the Eagles.
Yeah, and they just learned the fucking word. What's this shit? Every nigga using this word narrative. Just learned the fucking word.
Man.
They changing the narrative. That's their favorite fucking. When they can't go nowhere else. They changing the narrative, man. Thank you for the BTS. Thank you for the extra
talks.
Oh yeah, we done. It's hot as shit here.
It's big. I'm taking off. It's big and eggs and cheese.
We gotta get on these words.
What's the Philly block talk?
Toxic.
Shit.
These motherfuckers toxic.
That was last year. Did you get toxic in 21?
Yo, man, I appreciate y'all niggas. That was live and direct.
Yeah.
Man, thank you.
Appreciate. There's always a toxic bitch talking about somebody toxic.
Yeah, talk to them hoes. That's going to be on.
No, you don't understand. Listen, that's what, look, I got off of Facebook because of that shit. I ain't on Facebook no more. I do Instagram.
I still fuck got a part
Facebook.
Two, though, right?
Keep the Facebook. Facebook is Instagram.
No, it's not.
That's
it
is.
Part two next week.
Look. Facebook get too personal.
Oh, they got the same owners, yeah.
Look.
They the same umbrella.
You talking about Facebook? Yes. No, it's not. I don't got the same followers.
And I don't got to see people talking all day like ignore your fucking thing.
They talk too much on Facebook.
Like, the main shit that's bothering me right now.
They talk too much about each other.
The main shit bothering me right now on social media is people, everybody acting like they got money.
Oh my God!
Yeah, that's corny as shit.
Don't talk to me about money. Yeah. Zip code is 19124. I don't care about this shit. You live in Frankfurt. Like shit like that bothers me. And listen, if you doing for yourself, that's all fine. It's fine.
You're
it's great.
To be.
Right. It's fine to have your own. But stop acting like you're getting a shitload of money because I know how these businesses is operating.
Mm-hmm. I know how this shit.
You got to keep posting on social media to make it look like your shit really in motion. But when you know people that's doing this shit, I got two friends that's worth six figures that don't post shit.
Right.
But y'all niggas selling these shirts and all this shit, y'all shit is minimal. Y'all got a couple thousand. That's cool. We all got a couple. I get a couple thousand in a week. That ain't shit.
Right.
That ain't no clothing line. T-shirts.
Everybody think they Milano. Milano really getting to that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she no everywhere.
And she had Meek posting her
everywhere.
Shit.
She getting to it.
Wasn't that his girl?
Yeah, he got the baby. They got the baby.
They got the baby.
Hey, I'm going to go this way, though.
All right. No, man, but I had a stretch of shit, man. I wasn't done with the homosexuality. You know what I'm saying?
You had 14 damn index cards. You wasn't getting all that shit.
And listen, we only went through motherfucking three. I still had another clip.
Oh, I didn't even get to who I was the lady I was trying for the video.
Yeah, what about that lady? But hold on, though, man, because I still want to. I still got to get your answer.
Dane Calloway, bro, look him up.
You hear me? Say it again?
Dane Calloway.
Dane Calloway?
D-A-N-E.
You think that society will ever accept this gay shit? Like, it'll ever be just...
Like, thoroughly?
Yeah, like, it'll ever be normal.
It already has. They got a parade, and we don't.
But it's long as you have it already has. They got a parade. Why the fuck is business? They said Wells Fargo Pride since 1829. They fucking on TV and I can't say nothing against it. Let me ask you this, theoretically, if they just threatening to block my people.
Listen though, friends,
it's been gay.
If they ever saying it's okay then. How come it's still used in derogatory phrases? Like,
because we believe in God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's a woman can tamper with it and it be understood.
A woman can't fall completely into it either.
I was watching. A woman get tampered with it, and I understood. A woman can't fall completely into it either. No, I'm saying that she can get mad if they laugh at us because we accept it. Yeah, they laugh at us because we accept it. Yeah, Africa, definitely. I think I want to say like Uganda or something. Yeah, Africa, definitely. They still killing niggas over Jamaica. You can't buy protection over Jamaica if you gay. I know them Africans can't keep that shit in America. They won't protect you over Jamaica. We're the only one of the very few countries that accept it.
Now that you said
but
that,
we're really the only one of the only countries with equality.
But that's my question. When China tried to do that shit,
you know what they did? When they marched for that, they pulled tanks out and wiped them niggas out.
That's my question. It's like, are we the standard because we allow this, or we the ones that's really crazy? Because we look at everybody else crazy that got
we
allow.
No, we a baby country, so
no, we ain't no baby country.
America?
Yeah.
What do you mean we're a baby country?
What you talking about? We're the biggest country in the world.
No, I'm not saying like
it's the most powerful country in the world.
New government.
No, bro, all of these countries, this country is ran by FBI. This country is ran by families. This country ain't built on. This country ain't bankers. The FBI is the same thing as the DEA, as the ATF, a different Bureau of Investigation.
Another branch that we got to get through to get to them.
Y'all talking about the money, the rich. No, I'm talking about ATF.
Has nothing to do with FBI. What ATF can get you? I'm telling you, the money.
I'm not talking about riches, I'm talking about the power.
I'm talking about the judiciary. The ATF, FBI, nobody is over CIA. Read the book, Trail of the Service. CIA is not FBI.
Look, I know that. All right, so how you think FBI is ahead of any of them with CIA?
CIA next to the president, not FBI.
No, because they security and shit like that.
Wait, that's all you think they is a security company. You think CIA only is a security company? That's all you believe there is. Central Intelligence Agency. You believe that's a security. You believe Central Intelligence Agency means security.
No, they got a branch of security. It's just a branch. If you get technical about it, it's about security.
No, it's not. It's about securing their position over top of us. They are the central. That's the Center of Intelligence. Yeah. Then the Federal Bureau of Investigation. They do investigations.
They do investigations.
No, that's all. The FBI don't run shit. The FBI can't. The FBI don't send you to jail. The judge do, bro. The FBI don't run shit.
The judge send you to jail. The security branch don't move cocaine into black society.
He got to understand, a federal judge is not FBI. A federal judge is a judge. So what I'm saying is a FBI agent can't send you to jail, no matter what FBI agent.
No, he's going
to
provide the evidence.
They can arrest you the same way a cop can arrest you. It's a branch of law enforcement is what we're telling you. Right. They don't run shit. They don't make no laws.
The Federal Reserve is at one of the highest marks of all the shit.
They don't make no laws.
When the Federal Reserve took over America's money, that made them more powerful than anything.
See, I ain't talking about the money. I'm talking about the power. I'm talking about the control, though.
That's what the power is. That's where the control comes from.
The money controls everything.
If the money's gone, what do we have?
What I'm saying is when they can say
you got different branches in the army, the FBI, and you got different branches in the army.
Child endangerment. You going to jail. Listen,